and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about anxiety in kids and teens. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, anxiety is very common, but is it treatable?
Yes. Anxiety is very, very common and very, very treatable, which is important because without treatment, anxiety can really bleed into a generalized feeling of uneasiness, which can become normal for the person. So treatment is important.
Okay, so in kids, in what way would you treat anxiety?
Well, for parents, you can really tell yourself and tell your child that they are not alone, because we know that one out of five children today is dealing with a mental health issue, which could be from ADHD to depression to anxiety. Lots of kids are struggling and they present it very differently. So it's not always obvious from the outside. You can explain to your child how anxiety works and, you know, really bear in mind, children are concrete, tangible, here and now thinkers, very literal. Anxiety, on the other hand, is abstract, which can very much make somebody suffering from anxiety feel isolated. So you can speak to your child in concrete terms, like anxiety tries to act like a friend, but is always telling you what's wrong or is telling you things that are not true or they exaggerate or it exaggerates the truth. You can give anxiety with your child a name, call it something. It's this something that's coming from the outside in, as opposed to the child feeling like it's something that belongs to them from the inside, but would feel bad or intrusive and very uncomfortable. You can put it on the outside. Let's give it a name and a color and describe it. And that this thing comes, you know, knocking on your door sometimes.
So giving it, let's say, some sort of form.
Exactly.
Allows it to be identified and treated easier.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's helpful for the child to then separate it from themselves. And we don't necessarily have to rescue our child. We can acknowledge what they're going through and normalizing helps. So that is reassuring in itself. And then once again, we have to remind the child that they're capable of overcoming this experience that they're having. So they have to create connections between what they're feeling and the somatic, the physical experience and circumstances. So that's something where, you know, the way in which we interpret what we're experiencing is really important. The parent can be very key in helping the child to interpret what it is that they're going through.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net, or you can hear that episode and others in the series on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.